Shenema, the pasuk says, Loi soichal olav chometz. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Don't eat chometz, divrei Reb Yehuda. And we said before, Amulei Reb Shimon asked back to him, V'chiyev shaloi mekein, is it possible to say like you're saying, this pasuk is talking about Erev Pesach? For like Shenema, the pasuk right away says, Loi soichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzais. Plus, it's clearly, l'chura, that's totally, the yisra chometz, when does this man eat matzah? So how could you, Rabbi Yehuda, use this posting to Erev Pesach Yefta Chatzois? The Chura Klaw is talking about Shivas Yom Techel of Matzois, it's talking about Leil Pesach. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do? That was Rabbi Shimon's Tainom. How does Rabbi Yehuda get out of it? Good, Rabbi Yehuda says there's three extra psukim. But you can't tell me this posting is telling me Erev Pesach Yefta Chatzois. Because this posting clearly is talking about Bizman Achilas Matzah, which is on Pesach. And the world like this, Rabbi Yehuda, time is very good. He said very good back to you. He asked you a good kasha. What do you do with this kasha, Rabbi Yehuda? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda answers like this. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, Hahu lekoivoy choivo, afilo bizman azehu diyosa. The reason why the Pasuk says, Loi soichal olav chometz, shivas yom teichal olav matzois, has come to teach us, just like chometz, is Nogel Adoris, even Bizman is there, we don't have a carbon Pesach. Pshita Biznitsa not eat chametz. Who are then the mitzvah's essay of eating matzah is lav dafka tulling the carbon Pesach. Even though the Pasuk says, Al matzah sum rorim yachluhu, that you're supposed to eat the matzah with the carbon Pesach, so I would think maybe there's only a mitzvah to eat the matzah when we have a carbon Pesach. But Bizman is there, like now, we don't have the carbon Pesach, maybe there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. Kamashmon this Pasuk, no. There's a choyva ledoiris. Even without a carbon Pesach, still there's a mitzvah's essay, teat matzah. How do we know it? That's the tekish. The Pasuk says, Loi soichal olav chometz, shivas yom teichal olav matzis. So we're matish matzah back to chometz. Just like chometz, pshita, there's no havaminyam, chometz is told in the carbon Pesach. That the Torah doesn't say. Chometz is pshita, ledoiris, is also teat chometz on Pesach. So what did the mitzvah's essay of eating matzah is nagei ledoiris? That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. But then Nachanami, the actual love of Loi Soichal Olav Chometz is going back to the Pasuk before. Olav means on the Korban Pesach. It means the same time Erev Pesach, on after Chatzos, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. That's when the Torah says, Loi Soichal Olav Chometz. Don't eat chometz from that zman. Why does the Pasuk right away totally the matzah form? It's fakir. We're learning out matzah from chometz. Not that we're learning out chometz from matzah, but just the opposite of Yud holds. You're learning out Hilchas Matzah from chometz. Just like it's Pshita, chometz is Nagela Dairis, who are then Matzah is also Nagela Dairis. For the Gemara of Reb Shimon, how does Reb Shimon, who Reb Yehuda says very good now? So what's Reb Shimon's taina? Why doesn't Reb Shimon dash in his posig, like Reb Yehuda says, that Loi Soichal is telling us an Easter even Kaidem Pesach, and the Hekish is only Matzah Zechoiva? For Reb Shimon, Lekaveya Choiva Minole, how does he know this, you say? And the Gemara, Nafka led me be'eri of Toichlu. It's another pasuk. It says, "We be'er of toichlu matzis." You have to eat matzah at night time, and there the pasuk is not told in the korban pesach, and that's why the Rambam brings down the locho. So, "We be'er of toichlu matzis." We learn out even b'zman hazeh, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Rashi says, "Rashi speaks out before." Look, kaveya choyv. Rashi says, "Hai shibas yovim toichlu matzis. Lav lakusha yista chomis lamatzom. No achilas matzah also." Not that way. Elo lakusha achilas matzah lazaros chometz. It's the other way to learn out matzah from chometz. Lo kaveya achila matzah choyv ladoris. Kol zman shu muzer achometz. V'yafilu bizman shein pesach. Why? What's the chiddush? The loy tema don't think to say the pasuk says al matzah sum roirim yechluhu. You're supposed to eat it together. Ksiv is I would think iyika pesach mechayev achilas matzah v'loy. But bizman is there. There's no pesach. Maybe there's no mitzvah achilas matzah. The master on this pasuk know that matzah is totally in chometz, and whenever you have the yisra chometz, you have the mitzvah matzah. That's the yudashito. And you have shimmas the trashies, there of teichlo matzois, kroy yisayruhu to aksiv our matzos and rom yachlu. It said already the chiyuv tit matzah. Was it say another time there of teichlo matzois? That to teach us even bezman azem when we don't have a korban pesach, still there's a mitzvah essay tit matzah. Or b'moror tak is only midrabbonim bezman azem. Because more of the pasuk says al matzah umrarim yachluhu. That means when is there a chiyuv tit moror with matzah and with the korban pesach? And bizman is there we don't have a korban pesach. Midiraisa there's no chiyuv tit moror because there's no special pasuk tit moror. There's only one pasuk tit them together. Vashen kein matzah. So therefore, our chiyuv moro today is only midirabonin. This is the chiyuv tit morum. But matzah, there's a special posik midirav. Teichlo matzah is the bezman is there. There's a mitzvah sesay tit matzah. For the Gemara of Chura Yehuda Shreden, Reb Shimon is right. That's kaveya choyv. I know from this posik. So what do I have? What do I need a posik? Like soichlo chometz. What do I need the hekashvua? What does the same posik say? Don't eat chometz and tit matzah. The Chura then you have to say like Reb Shimon says the other way around. To teach us that chometz. When does the Yisra chometz start? The Yisra chometz starts taka by Leil Pesach. What does Reb Yehuda do with this? And the Gemara Reb Yehuda mi boile litomei v'shoya v'derech rechoyka. Even bisman the base mitzvah is kayim. You have a tomedik a person and he's far away. Litomei one person. No, litomei is one case. A person is tomei, so he can't bring a korban Pesach. Or else v'shoya v'derech rechoyka. Somebody is far away from Yerushalayim, he can't be early regularly, he can't come to bring the korban Pesach. In Salkodai, the Chaminach, I would think, ho, you love a Pesach lo yoichal, since this person right now really has a chiyuv to bring the korban Pesach. We're talking about the Bezman de Besamitish Kayim. So I would think, since he doesn't need the korban Pesach, lo yoichal matzo moro, nami, ho, a Pesach lo yoichal, since he's not eating the korban Pesach, I would think, matzo moro nami lo nechal, this person does not have the mitzvah sesein. Tit matzo ridom, kamash malon. That's the chiddush. So I need two psukim for these two chiddushim. With one pasuk, I would say, the chiyuv tit matzo is only bizman beis hamikdash. So even though you're a tummy of derech rechoyka, that you can't bring a korban Pesach, but I call upon him, some people are bringing a korban Pesach, therefore you also have the mitzvah sesein tit matzo. But I would not know bizman is there that there's no bias, no korban Pesach at all. I would not know there's a chiyuv mitzvah tit matzah. That's why I need a second pasuk. So according to Rav Yehuda, you need two psukim. One to tell us bizman the base mikdash was here, and there were people that brought the korban Pesach. Just you were tomei, or you were far away. Still, you have to eat the matzah. And the second pasuk tells us even bizman is there when there's no Pesach at all. Still, we have to eat matzah. That's what Yehuda does. That's what Yehuda does with the two psukim. If we have Shimon, why doesn't Reb Shimon need two psukim? If we have Shimon says, Tomei, if a person is Tomei, v'shoye b'derech rechoyko, lo yitzrach kruo. He says, that I don't need a posik for. I don't need a posik, this man they had the Korban Pesach, and you couldn't bring a Korban Pesach, I have no havamit to say that you're posik from eating it. You know why? The loigora me orel ubenecher. You're not worse than a person that's an orum. That means a person that did not make a bris milah. And Rashi says, even in a case we had a hetter not to do it, where his first two brothers were killed during the bris milah. So Lachar is talking the third son doesn't have to make a bris milah, because it's a sakonas tefoshes for him. He doesn't have to make a bris milah. Still, Lamais is called an orum. And the Lachar is, he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Who are then a ben necher? A ben necher means a mumur, somebody that does have heiris. So he's also a ben necher means he's, so Rashi says, Shemenaker. He like turned around his maisim, his doings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, he's like a mumur. He does a lot of averus. Not the pshat is not a mumur chol ha-tayra kula, because then he wouldn't come to eat matzarida. We're talking about somebody that does a lot of averus. So he is a loch. He's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. The pasuk says v'chol oro lo yoicha boy, and we dash in who ain't oichel avul oichelu b'matzah b'morur. There's a special diuk here that an orum or a ben necher, even though they're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, there's a diuk only from the Korban Pesach they don't eat. But matzah mar they do eat. So once you have a posik that bezman the base of mitzvah was here, even though you can't eat from the Korban Pesach, but since there is a Korban Pesach around, you're supposed to eat matzah. So pshita zok Reb Shimon, I know also somebody that's tomei or somebody that's far away can't bring the Korban Pesach. Pshita has a chiyuv to eat matzah. Reb Yehuda, what's Reb Yehuda answer? Ksiv b'hai or ksiv b'hai? He says, enech nami, maybe could learn out one from the other, but it's not so shred to say there are two chidushim here. The pasuk says it by both of them. One pasuk is to tell us there's a kaveh chayvah, even bizman beis hamikdash, when you were tamei. And need a second pasuk to tell me that even though bizman is there, that there's no korban pesach at all, still the locher is that you're mechuyev, the locher is that you're supposed to eat matzah. Now there is a chiyuv to eat matzah. Matzah is kaveh afilu bizman hazeh. So these are the three shittas. We have Yehuda holds, it's also erev Pesach, during Pesach, even after Pesach. We have Shimon said it's only also during Pesach, and even Banor. And if Yosef Yaglila was making no, even during Pesach, it's only Balav and not Bahanor. Now the Gemara goes back to the original Kasha. Now the Shalom is, who does our Mishnah go like? For the Gemara, Mani must listen. Who could our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah again. What did the Mishnah say again? It said that chametz shel nochri, if a guy owns chametz, she'over all of a Pesach is mutter banu. A guy's chametz is mutter banu. V'shel Yisrael, osa banu. Even after Pesach, still your chametz is osa banu. That's what our Mishnah says. So who could the Mishnah go like? L'chura, I Rabbi Yehuda, l'chura the Mishnah comes like good like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah says, even after Pesach, it's osa banu. L'chura, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara no. Irab Yehuda chometz tomek kamer afilu denochri. That's the Havamina. That Rabbi Yehuda is saying any chometz is also banor during Pesach and after Pesach. That means even goyish chometz, any chometz that a goy owns throughout Pesach, it's also titas chometz during Pesach and it's also titas even after Pesach. So the Havamina is according to Rabbi Yehuda, even goyish chometz sha'over all of a Pesach should be also banor. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any difference. He just says any chometz after Pesach is also asatit. That means if that chometz was on the world during Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it after Pesach, even if it belonged to a guy. According to Havamina, you only have to badafka make new bread and eat the new bread. And now Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says that a goyish bread should over all of the Pesach after Pesach you are allowed to eat. So that's the kash. The chura doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vayit ibi Reb Shimon, Elamai, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, Taket Yisrael, not in Mishra Kashori. Reb Shimon says that even Yisrael's chometz, after Pesach, becomes mutter banu. Reb Shimon says only during Pesach is it also bachilum. But after Pesach, he holds it's mutter bachilus, mutter banu. So the Mishnah says clearly it's also banu, can't go according to Reb Shimon. Vayit ibi Reb Yosef Glili, afilu teich semanan am Mishra Kashori, bahanu. Reb Yosef says, Yosef Glili, even throughout Pesach, it's mutter banu. And now Mishnah says clearly it's osa banu. It says not only during Pesach, but even after Pesach it's osa banu. So pshita throughout Pesach it's osa banu. So our Mishnah for sure cannot come out according to Reb Shimon, and cannot come out according to Reb Yosef Glili. So Chur and Reb Yehuda also doesn't go. So who does our Mishnah go like? That's the kasha. So Gemara answers two terutzim. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov li oylam atel you Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. So what was the kasha? We thought according to Reb Yehuda, any chometz that is also teat on Pesach and even after Pesach, even chometz that a guy owned throughout Pesach, still after Pesach, Yisrael is not allowed to eat that chometz. That's the Havamina. And for the Gemara, no. I tell you, Yehuda, the Yalev Sor, the Achila Misoderia. He learns out the lav of Achila Sor from the lav of Bal Yiro. The what? Masoderia. Just when the Pesach says, Lo Yiro Lecho chometz. When it says don't see chametz in your rishus, it says the lashon shelachom lo yiroi lecho chametz. Don't see your own chametz. As we dashin shelachom iyatiroyim. The lav on Pesach not to see chametz only means your chametz you can't see. Aval atiroy shelachayrim. But goyish your bread, you're allowed to see. If a goy brings his bread into your house, you're allowed to leave it to him. Midirabonim is supposed to make mechitzis if you're not makabel achrayis. But midiraisa though it's mutter to have goyish chametz in your rishus. But the Pesach says, Lo Yiro Lecho, your chometz you can't see, that's all. But Goyish chometz is mutter. Is who? Vishal Gavoya. Who it never belongs to Hegdish. That it doesn't belong to you, it's also mutter. So that's what the Pesach says by Riya. So if you don't have Sard Achilo, the same thing when the Torah says, don't eat chometz, even though the Pesach doesn't say Lecho there, it's as if it says the word Lecho. With the same drushim. Av Sard Achilo, Shelecho Yatoichel. You only not allowed to eat your bread. Bread that belongs to Yisroel in Alarit. Avol oichel, avolat oichel shalacherim v'shal gvoya. But you're allowed to eat chometz that belongs to a goy and belongs to gvoya, you're allowed to eat. So Pasha the Gemara, Rashi learns Kapashtas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Pesach, you're allowed to eat chometz. If you go to a goy's house and eat his chometz, it's mutter on Pesach. As Rabbi Yehuda makes mamash gzera shava, that lo yiro to lo yoichel. Just like bal yiro. It's only yoft, you can't see your chometz. But goyish chometz, you're allowed to say on Pesach. Who would then? When Torah says don't eat it, it means don't eat your chometz. But goyish chometz, you're allowed to eat. Now he has this Rashi Shita. Rashi says, the Yalev, third line, the Yalev saw the Achila Kleima, chometz digabe lo yoichal misar deria, o muta chemse shonochri af bachila, it's muta teat goyish bread, for yafila b'pesach min ha-Torah. Midiraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda it's mutter. You learn out the lav about Yiro. You learn out the lav about Liyechol to from Bal Yiro. Just like Bal Yiro is only lecho, who adin achila is only lecho. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis doesn't like this. Tosis doesn't like the Rabbi Yehuda. It's also midiraisa. So one pshat Tosis says is monoshok. Whenever you take a tidit
or else while you're reading it, your koiner, it becomes yours. So it's always your chomet you're reading. Real story says, no, Avadi Yehud is moidah, that v'achil it's osur. Yehud is only saying, Yisr ha-noah. It's not osur ba-noah, goyish ha-chomets. It's only osur ba-noah, yidish ha-chomets. But pshit, the Torah says, you can't eat any chomet at all on Pesach. That's the way Torah says. But even according to Rashi, about his mask with Rabban and Tosser, it's only Midrash he's saying, according to Rabbi Yudah, who would be more to eat goyish ha-chomets on Pesach. So male, that's Torah. So now our Mishnah comes out good, according to Rabbi Yudah. That Rabbi Yudah holds, goyish ha-chomets takir is mutte ba-no lachra Pesach. Only yidish ha-chomets. It was also ba-no toich Pesach, and it was in lachra Pesach also was also ba-no. So the moral of this now, Ovedin odi boyle lemisni, the afilo bechila namishori. The Mishnah should have said that goyish ha-chomets is even mutte to eat. Why does the Mishnah only say it's mutte ba-no? It should have said a bigger chiddush, it's even mutte to eat it. From what any time, it's not true, it is mutte to eat it. So the Yadi, the Torah of the Yisrael, also ba-no, since at the end of the Mishnah wants to say that of a Yid had chomets throughout Pesach, now after Pesach, it's not only also to eat, it's even also ba-no. I'll tell you, Torah Namid and Ochri, mutte ba-no. That's why the ratio, when it says by a goy is chomets tachra Pesach, is mutte, it says mutte ba-no, abahu adin, avad with mutte be-achidur also. Over dinner, when really do you boil the mist, they dafidu b'teich z'manoi, mutte ba-no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, goyish ha-chomets is mutte ba-no, teich z'manoi. You're allowed to take chomets and burn it and have a no from it. But no, why does the Mishnah only say la'achaz manoi? Because v'yadi, the Torah, the Yisroel, la'achaz manoi. Since the Mishnah talks about Yisroel, the Torah, the Chiddush, that even la'achar Pesach, it's also ba-no, Torah namad in ochel la'achaz manoi. It says about the case of a goy also, that is chomets le'achaz manoi, it's mutte ba-no. But really, teich z'manoi, teich Pesach is also mutte ba-no, according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rav Acher by Yaakov Teres. Rav Acher by Yaakov says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn that l'cho from the achila, from the sor, that it's not also teat, or it's not also ba-no, goyish ha-chomets. Goyish ha-chomets, or hegdish ha-chomets, is mamish mutte ba-no throughout Pesach. That's what Rav Acher by Yaakov learns. And we'll soon see a sugi about it. But he learns klo, even hegdish ha-chomets, the hegdish that belongs to chomets, it's mamish mutte ba-no throughout Pesach. Right, the Rava says no. L'yoylem Rav Shimini. Right, the Rava doesn't hold from what Rav Acher Yaakov says. Rava holds no, Rav Yehuda does not makish l'achila tisor. And Avad is also teat, even goyish ha-chomets is also teat on Pesach. And even goyish ha-chomets is also ba-no li'achra Pesach, according to Rav Yehuda. So Rava, how do you learn Shana Mishnah then? So Rava says, l'yoylem Rav Shimini. Avad ha-mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says there's only osa teat chomet and it's osa bono during Pesach, but after Pesach it's muti b'diraisa. Enoch nami, our Mishnah is not talking about b'diraisa. B'diraisa vada after Pesach it's muti to eat the chomets. Rav Shimon kinosa konis. Rav Shimon is talking about b'dirabonon. He made a knas. He gave us a fine. He made a knas. Hoyu vi over oleb b'yiro b'yimotzei. Since throughout Pesach you had this chomets in your rishus, so you were over the lava b'yiro b'yimotzei. Rabbi made a knas to say, even after Pesach, don't think you're going to gain by holding this chomets in your house throughout Pesach. You think after Pesach you can have enough from it? No, we're going to cancel you. Even after Pesach, you're not allowed to have enough from it. That's the way Rav learns. So it must look like this. But Rav is very good on Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, you know why chomets of a Yid is also but not even after Pesach? Why? The Mishnah says, Mishum Shenema, the Pesach says, La Yira. Don't see chametz. So what does that got to do with the chametz after Pesach? La Yiroh for sure was only on Pesach, not after Pesach. The Teretz is, it's a knas. Since you were over this lav of Val Yiroh on Pesach, the Rabbanah made a knas find you that after Pesach, you're not allowed to have enough from it. So that's what the Mishnah says. The reason why you can't have enough from this chametz after Pesach is because you were over the lav of Val Yiroh during Pesach. Elo l'Rav Acher by Yaakov, but according to Rav Acher by Yaakov, why does the Mishnah say the reason why it's osur lachar Pesach? Mishum la yiroh fakert. Mishum la yecha chomets miboylei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after Pesach there's mamash alav, not eat the chomets. And it's osur midiraisa bahanur. So why does the Mishnah say the lav is la yiroh? They should have said the other lav, la yechal. And the Gemara, mi sarvat ha-sefer koi, who says the Mishnah is explaining the sefer, why yiddish chomets is osur bahanur? No. According to Rav Acher by Yaakov, he's saying that Rav Yehuda is moida, goyish ha-chomets is mutte ba-no. Why is goyish ha-chomets mutte ba-no? That's what the Mishnah is explaining. Aresh ha-koi is going on the first part of the Mishnah. Vochi koma, this is what the Mishnah means. Chomets shel nochri, if you have goyish ha-chomets, she'obra al-va-pesach. that the goy had the chometz in his rishus. Over Pesach, you should know, liachra Pesach mutar bano. After Pesach, that chometz is mutar for Yisrael to eat it and to have ano from it. Why? Why is it mutar? I have viewed as a positive that chometz is also bano after Pesach. That there it is, Mishum Shinema lo yiroh lecho. The pasuk says by Riyah, don't see your chametz. And if Yehuda makes the Ekish achila to Riyah, that shelecho yatoroya, there's only a lot you can't see your chametz. Avol atoroya shelachem shel gavoyon. But you are allowed to see on Pesach goyish chametz, and chametz that belongs to Hegdish, you're also allowed to see. Remeilu v'yalim saw the achila misaw the Riyah. He learns out the saw that it says by achila not to eat chametz from the saw that it says don't see the chametz. That it only means don't eat your chametz, but goyish chametz is mutter to eat l'achra Pesach for sure. And during Pesach, Rashi learns it's mutter to eat even goyish chametz during Pesach, according to Rav Acha ben Yaakov. And Tosis learns no, havad it's also to eat goyish chametz, but I call upon him though it's mutter b'ano. So good, this is the machlokes Rabbah and Rav Acha ben Yaakov. So it's the machlokes how to learn Pshat and Al-Mishnah. Because Al-Mishnah say we pass havad like Rava. We don't pass on the Yehuda. We all the Acha Pesach Chometz is Mutter Midraisa. It's only a Knas that the Gemara says, the contra of Shem, it's a Knas. Since you're over by your own, by your Motzei, the Rabbanu made a Knas to say it's also Bano, the Acha Pesach. So the Gemara says, V'yozul Tamayu. This machloik is Rav Acha by Yaakov and Rovo to go according to their Shittas. In other words, Rav Acha by Yaakov was a Mechadish, a tremendous Chiddish. He said that according to Rav Yehuda, we learn out Achila from Riyah. That you're allowed to eat, or I call upon him, it's mutter b'ano goyish chametz. Goyish chametz on Pesach, or else hegdish chametz on Pesach is mutter b'ano. That's what Rav Acha ben Yaakov learns according to Rav Yehuda. Now that's the machlokes. The Yitzchak we learned like this: Ho'oychel sor shel nochri shover all over Pesach. If you eat sor chametz from a goy that went over Pesach, the divrei Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Rama loike. Rava says no, Rav Yehuda doesn't make a chiluk between lecho, yours and a goy. Even goyish chametz is osir during Pesach and after Pesach. Therefore you get malchus. Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar, no, ain't a loike. No, no, you don't get malchus. Why? Rava Rama loike, Rava says according to Rav Yehuda, even on goyish chametz, if you eat it after Pesach, you get malchus. Loyal of Rav Yehuda saw the achilah misaw the riyah. Rava learns that Rav Yehuda does not learn out the lecho from riyah onto lachila. But achila doesn't say lecho. Achila is also teat your chametz and goyish chametz is also teat. Whether it's during Pesach or whether after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz that was on this world during Pesach. That's Rava's svarim. Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar, no, ain't a like. He says no, you don't get malchus going to Rav Yehuda. Why? Yal saw the achilah misaw the riyah. He learns out, saw the achilum and saw the riyah. That just as the pasuk says, shelecho, you only can't see your chametz, but goyish chametz you are allowed to see. Huadin beachila, you only not allowed to eat your chametz, but goyish chametz you are allowed to eat. And befrat after Pesach, for sure you're allowed to eat it. Therefore, if you eat goyish chametz after Pesach, you don't get malchus according to Rav Acha by Yaakov. This is the way Rav Acha by Yaakov wanted to say. Now the Gemara says, vohode be Rav Acha by Yaakov mehi. No, I have a raya now. Rav Acha by Yaakov was choizer. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says there's a pasuk that chometz after Pesach is still also bechila banom. There's no difference whether it's Yisrael dika chometz or goyish chometz or hegdish chometz. Even chometz that belongs to hegdish still it's also banom during Pesach and after Pesach still it's also banom. But Rav Acha ben Yaakov that wanted to say Rabbi Yehuda learns out lechor onto achila that's only also your chometz and not hegdishes or goyish chometz. He was chayzer and says no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, just like your chametz also banor on Pesach and after Pesach, who are din hegdishes chametz is also banor during Pesach and after Pesach. Now, where's the raya? Rabbi Acha by Yaakov was chayzer. The halacha is like this. The Tanya learned like this: Ho'eichel chametz shel hegdish b'moyed. Moel, if somebody eats chametz that belongs to hegdish on Pesach. On Pesach, you go and eat Hegdish's chametz. In the Locha Moral, you're over the Yisra Mila, it's called you having Hanor from Hegdish. You stole something from Hegdish. The Locha is you have to pay back Keren v'chaymish, and you have to be a Korban Mila. Now, if you eat it throughout the whole year, Pshita, everybody will be asking to this. If you eat chametz that belongs to Hegdish, so throughout the whole year, it's not much worth money. Hegdish could sell it. So if you're stealing it from Hegdish, it's called you stole something from Hegdish. Havad, you're over the Yisra Mila. The shell is, what about on Pesach? The Chura on Pesach, chometz has no value on Pesach. Chometz is also banor.
So if it's also Bano, what do you mean you stole from Hegdish? Hegdish doesn't own anything here. Still the Tanakhama says more. No, Leistas Hegdish is called worth something. The Yeshem some say no, Loi Moel. You don't get Mila. So we just said, the reason why there's no Mila is, because since Chomet is also Bano, so Hegdish has no Hano from it, so there's no Wista Mila, you're not stealing from Hegdish. So more explains now. Man Yeshem, who's this Yeshem that says you don't get Mila? So first Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonhi. Rabbi Yechanan says, this goes according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonah. Titania, what's his Chiddush? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonah, hoya oiser, as Yom HaKippurim to Shabbos. He said, if you do an Aveir on Yom Kippur, that Yoni Chayiv Koris, it still has a Ptur of Komlei with the Rabbi Minei, just like you do an Aveir on Shabbos. L'tashlumin. Just like you do an Aveir on Shabbos. Moshav, you burn up somebody's field, somebody's food on Shabbos. Look, it's my Shabbos. If you make a fire and burn somebody's clothing, you don't have to pay back for the matzik you did. Why? Because you're chayiv misa. When you go and burn up his clothing, you're doing one of the lama tesam lachas havara. So for burning your chayiv misa, the klal is whenever you chayiv misa, we say come live the rabbi minei. We give you the big chiyuv of misa, and we pot you for paying back the money. So mainly a potter. Mele says, Mischayev benafshoy, since you did a malacha of burning something on Shabbos, you chayev misa for that, hopatim in a tashlumim. But Mele, we say, you don't get tashlumim because you get the bigger oinish, not the less oinish. Is af Yom Kippurim, this is Rav Nechunya ben Akonah's Chiddush, even Yom Kippur, the Mischayev benafshoy, when you do a malacha, if you burn something on your kippur, you don't have a chayev misa b'da yodim. Yom Kippur is only with a chayev chorus. Still we say, hopatim in tashlumim. About you get a chiyuv koris that you're going to be killed, you and your kids. We have a short life that's also considered like a chomadika oinish, and we don't give you the kaldika tashlumin. So by mila it's the same thing. When you're over mila b'mezid, you're chayiv koris. So therefore, since you're moil from hegdish, the mila you won't have to pay back. Because when you're moil b'hegdish, you're chayiv koris, that's why you're potter from a korban mila. That's one teretz. The Rashi says, yeah. No, that's the pshat. So that this first man the Yama now that vow is no right what Rav Acha B'Yakov holds. It has nothing to do with us. So for when it could be chometz has some value to Hegdish even on Pesach. Maybe take it's mutter but not to Hegdish. But the reason why it's loy mol is because whenever you're over the Chiyuv Koris. Why are you over the Chiyuv Koris here? I'm sure not for Mila. You're over the Chiyuv Koris because you ate chometz. You ate chametz on Pesach. Since you ate this chametz on Pesach, feeding the chametz, you chayev koris. Therefore, by eating this chametz that you chayev koris, we can't give you a chiyuv tashlumin to be mechayev to pay back tegdish, a chaymish, and a keren. So Rashi speaks out, since you potter on a keren, who are then you potter on a chaymish? And mele, there's no wisdom mila. Mila the pshat is when you have hanor from hegdish, it's like you're stealing from hegdish. So lachr is, you have to pay back the keren, the value of what you stole, and you have to add another fifth, and you have to be in korban mila. But here that you have a chiyuv koris because you ate the chometz, so since you have a chiyuv koris, we can't be mechayiv your mamon. So when there's no chiyuv mamon, there's no chiyuv chomish, there's no chiyuv mila. That's the pshat b'sman d'yama. And the first Tanakhama does not look at the chunyav ben akonah. He holds, even though for eating chometz you owe the koris, so what? Koris does not come with the rabbi minei. So you take a chiyuv koris, but still we're mechayiv your mila because you're an enem in a hegdish. That's so far one way to learn the machlokes. We have Yosef, let's learn another way. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.